This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the designed essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Welcome to Your Retirement Blueprint. I'm Mark Elliott alongside Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Kurt started the company back in 1994. Ethan's now, boy, he's an old veteran. Over 10 years he's been with the team at Accurate Solutions Group. How about that? That's amazing.
Feels like a long time, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Got him into his 30s now, Kurt. Good job. You got
him. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to say my age. So we'll just
right,
that game.
Right, right. So we're glad you're with us today. We talk retirement because that's what Accurate Solutions Group is all about, is helping you figure out where you are on that road to retirement. Do we have enough? Are we going to be okay? Can we retire? Well, when can we retire? There's a lot of things moving, a lot of moving parts in retirement: income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare decisions. There is a lot of things you have to deal with in retirement. It would be nice to sit down, I think, with a team that actually works in the retirement world, like Kurt and Ethan and Accurate Solutions Group. If you'd like to do so, there's no cost to have a conversation. You got some questions, you got some concerns. 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. Kurt, you know, I saw this stat, and it was probably was on Fox, and I'll watch Fox and CNN. I don't watch MSNBC hardly ever, but I watch Fox and CNN because I'm really kind of getting two opposing views, even though they all say they're unbiased. I think they're both biased. But anyway, the stat said CBS, ABC, and NBC News, 92% of their coverage of President Trump is negative. And so when you hear about, ooh, tariffs are really crashing the market and all of this, and the world is coming to an end, then you see that the S&P is really only down like 6% this year. When it feels like, when you listen to the media talk about it, we're down like 30, 40, 50%. This is another great recession. We're not anywhere near that. How do we kind of handle all the clutter, if you will?
Oh, and you're right. It's difficult. And so if you are liberal in listening, or if you are conservative in listening, regardless, this is not a political statement, just turn the news off, because we have to understand what sells is negative, and negative sells. You know, good, positive stories, they you don't hear them out there. There's a lot of good things going on. And Mark, to your point about the S&P 500 being down 6%, you know, we go through intra-year corrections all the time in the stock market. This one's a little bit more magnified, not so much as the minus 6%, but because of why it is. Tariff on, tariff off. Are we going to have tariff deals, 90-day pause, all these different things. But the reality is, even though the market's down 6%, if you pull out of the S&P 500 the Magnificent Seven stocks that people talk about all the time, the 493 other stocks that make up the S&P 500 are actually positive 1% for the year. So, you know, 95% of the stocks are positive for the year as compared to those seven that are dragging that index down. So you're absolutely right. You just got to turn off the noise, quite honestly.
Now, those seven, though, were carrying the S&P for quite a while, too, though, weren't they?
They really were. And don't keep me to this, because I don't know the specific statistic, but I believe at one point the seven stocks made up, in essence, 30% of the index, because, you know, they're not equally weighted, all 500 companies. They're based on capitalization. And those companies were so large that those seven companies made up 30% of the index. But that's no longer the case as much.
So that's like NVIDIA, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, that kind of stuff, I suppose, right?
Yep. Yep. Those big ones, Tesla, didn't they?
It used to be the FANG stocks, you know, the but now it's the Magnificent Sevens.
Yeah. So even when things get a little uncertain, obviously that's when the markets get a little bumpy. And one thing about Trump, I will say, is that we always know what he's thinking, good or bad. We know what's, I mean, for a first 100 days, I mean, there has been a lot of things going on. And, you know, he always says, well, that's what I was elected for. Well, then the other side's always saying it's the worst thing ever. And so that's kind of the challenge, I think. So for retirees, though, we want to make sure our money will last as long as we need it to last. How do you handle, I mean, maybe their concern? You've got a plan in place. You put a plan in place for them. So I would think that that should be a lot of it. But sometimes people get a little nervous.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's natural to get nervous when there's volatility and uncertainty. And we were actually just talking with one of our portfolio managers, and they were talking about how the market over the last 2 years really just kind of rode up most days. And so people have recency bias and start thinking, well, that's the new normal. The markets just go up most of the time. And over time they do. But you should see dips in the market. We should see volatility. That's what the market needs, and that's normal. But then that brings back the emotions that people kind of forgot about over the last couple of years of being nervous with the markets. So we remind our clients that we have a plan in place. We try to be as vocal with them and as upfront as we can with them. We sent them video emails explaining, here's our take on what the markets are doing, and reminding them that we're here for you and that we have a plan in place, one that helps them with income and investments.
And Mark, emotions are real. So we are not discounting someone's emotions. What we're trying to do is coach them to not react at the wrong time with those emotions. And so, you know, if you're listening today and you are still nervous, or you're not sure if you're positioned properly, if you haven't had that conversation with your current advisor, or maybe you're a do-it-yourself and you're getting close to retirement and you think, hey, I have not taken these things into consideration. You know, I don't know where I'm going to draw my income from whenever I begin. Should I delay retirement now because of the market volatility? Let us help you answer some of those questions. Maybe it's a phone call for 10 minutes. Maybe it's a meeting here in our Butler Township location, a vision meeting. Maybe it's a virtual meeting. Just simply call us at 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
All right, Ethan, put your thinking cap on for this one, because I do think that the tariffs are interesting. I don't think anybody really disagrees with Trump's theory of reciprocal tariffs. They're charging us X and we're not charging them anything, or vice versa, you know, however that works. We're tending to pay more countries than pay us. So I think we get the gist of that. One of the things that's interesting, I think, is that, okay, if we end up kind of, I don't know, because Trump's always talking about winning the game, right? We're losing all the time in these tariff deals. But if we would, you know, end up where maybe we don't pay the European Union the tariffs we've been paying, or China, or what have you, global economy could be suffer, you know, in the other countries, because we're not paying them the tariff money anymore. That, I mean, because now we're a global economy. It's not just the U.S. economy. We're tied in with the world, it seems.
Oh, yeah. And we can, and our economy is the biggest in the world. So we can move the global economy with the moves that we make. And we're seeing that with the tariffs that are being put in place. And, you know, he made the move of getting everyone to the table to negotiate. It was a good move. I think that was his intention the whole time. But certainly the moves that we make can impact the entire global economy. And we are starting to see that.
And really, Ethan, when you think about it, that's kind of the challenge, because when the markets go down, then there's an opportunity. So I'm not retired yet. I'm 65. Hopefully someday, maybe 80, I get to retire. But when the markets go down, I don't really care. My 401k is buying more at that point. So that's good for me in the long run, is the way I'm looking at it. But there are opportunities, but we just have to be smart about it. So that's kind of why I think sitting down with a team like yours and Kurt's at Accurate Solutions Group is the opportunity to put a plan together. So now we know where we are. We know what decisions to make. I mean, that's why working with a team like Accurate Solutions Group is really so important during times that are a little murky.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest value we bring is for the clients who have been working with us, who have a plan in place already, and we can work as their coach to say, remember, you know, we know what's going on. We have a plan for worst case scenario. And when we do go through times that feel like worst case scenario, our job is to encourage our clients, remind them that they have this behind the scenes that's working for them. And really, the truth is, times like these aren't just about weathering the storm. They're really about finding opportunities. In an Accurate Solutions Group, we focus on helping people use market shifts like these to help strengthen their financial future. So here's our approach. We evaluate your current plan to uncover hidden opportunities for growth. We implement strategies to take advantage of market dips while managing risk. and we help tailor your investments to align with your long-term goals so fluctuating markets don't derail your future. Oh, and most importantly, we focus on preserving your wealth and helping secure your retirement plans. You've worked hard and you've built your assets, so don't miss the chance to capitalize on today's market potential. Call 412-515-3355 for a no-cost, no-obligation financial review. Every day you wait could mean missed opportunities to grow and preserve your wealth. Take control of your retirement plan today. Remember, having a strategy that adapts to uncertainty can help you turn potential risk into lasting reward. But without a clear plan, you might be leaving money on the table. Give us a call at 412-515-3355. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
The opportunity is here, just by calling the team at Accurate Solutions Group, 412-515-3355, is to maybe ease some stress if you have stress. You're not really sure what should you be doing. I think we're okay, but I don't really know. Find out. No cost for this. 412-515-3355. We're just getting started on your retirement blueprint with Kurt and Ethan of Accurate Solutions Group. We're back with more right after this.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show. And I've had conversations like that quite a bit lately to say, hey, this one trip is fine. Maybe another trip of the same size next year for the next couple of years. Let's see if your plan is impacted. And we're able to show that out pretty clearly through the Retirement Blueprint.
We've made it back. This is Your Retirement Blueprint, presented by Accurate Solutions Group.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you are with us today. 412-515-3355. Again, if you have any questions, have concerns, where are we on that road to retirement? Can I retire? Can we retire? Are we going to be okay? Will our money last? 412-515-3355 to walk through that retirement blueprint process with the team at Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. We're going to talk a little bit about rebalancing. And it's a term we always hear. Hey, you know, have you rebalanced your portfolio lately? And you think about me, Kurt, for example, in my 401k, have I rebalanced it? Well, let me tell you, when I got this job in 2014, and I said, you know what, 2025, I'll be 65. That would be a good time for me to retire. I wonder if I could retire. Well, let's do a target date fund of 2025. By 2016 or 2017, I'm like, hold on, there is no growth happening in this portfolio at all. I better move that out to 2035. So in a theory, I rebalanced with no idea what I was doing. I'm like, I'm not getting enough growth. I need more growth. So what is rebalancing? Why is it so important?
It's exceptionally important. I mean, in good and bad markets. And I mean, it's you have to find the right investment mix for your goals and your risk profile. Everyone's risk profile is different. Even if you are the same time away from retirement,
your ability to assume risk and your willingness to assume risk is going to make your risk profile different than your neighbor's. So you have to have the right mix. And a great example, Mark, we've heard this before, is the old traditional 60-40 stock bond portfolio. That's like, hey, this is a moderate portfolio heading into retirement, 60% stocks, 40% bonds. But if you think about it, over the last couple of years, we've had a really good run in equities. And because of that, that 60% equity, 40% bond portfolio could now be 70% stocks and 30% bonds because the stocks outperformed. You got to rebalance that, because if not, your risk profile is, you're no longer comfortable with that, because obviously your equity position has increased. And so every 6 months, every year and a half, you have to rebalance those portfolios.
Ethan, that is one of the things I think is really interesting, rebalancing. I would have no idea how to do it. And it's one of the things I always say, that, you know, the big Fortune 500 companies have a chief financial officer. In a way, you guys are the chief financial officer of your clients at Accurate Solutions Group. You're helping them. Here's some options you have in this area. Here's some choices you could make. We think this one's the best, but you don't have to make it because it's your retirement. But the opportunity to understand from you guys educating your clients, now they feel more comfortable because they're making an educated decision. But this part is confusing to me. I wonder, does it change when you look at somebody's risk profile? Hey, I'm a moderate, I'm a conservative, I'm a, you know, all in, let's go. I'm going to Vegas and putting it all on red or black or whatever and letting it ride. I mean, there's a lot of difference in risk. But at the end of the day, when it comes to risk, and you say, hey, you got $1 million, are you okay with losing, you know, 15-20%? And they're like, yeah, that doesn't seem too bad. I'm okay with that. And then you say, so you're okay if you lose $150,000 or $200,000? They're like, well, no, you're fired. So, I mean, percentages and dollar amounts, does it change the answer sometimes?
It absolutely does. It is funny to pose those numbers and those percentages. People say, oh, I've lost 10% before. I've lost 15%. I've lost 25% in a year, and I was okay. I made it through it. But then when you attach the dollar amounts to it, especially if they've done a great job saving, you know, 20% off of $1 million is $200,000. All of a sudden, they're not comfortable with that type of potential for loss in a year. And so we want to change the conversation from percentages to dollar figures, especially approaching retirement, because now you're in a phase where you might need income from your portfolio. The true dollar value as opposed to percentages really changes people's perspective. And we want to bring that to the forefront of their mind, especially when we're talking about rebalancing an account.
So, Kurt, one of the things I think is interesting when it comes to rebalancing is it depends on the markets. I mean, one of the things is when we come in to see you at, say, 55 or 60, we're going to retire in 5 years or 10 years, something like that. We probably have most of our money sitting at risk. It's in the 401ks, it's in IRAs. We have a lot of our money at risk because we're still trying to grow it so we can get to that distribution phase of retirement. But once we get into retirement now, we're probably not going to have 95% of our money at risk. Now we have got some of it safe and protected. So you go to the 90s, a great decade, right? The markets rolled along 90 to 99. Then 2009, the lost decade. Have the dot-com bubble burst early. You have 9/11. You have the Great Recession. At the end of that decade, terrible decade for the markets. Then you go to 2010 to 2019. Markets all pretty good, pretty much that decade. How do those things affect rebalancing? Markets up, markets down. Does it change? I mean, you know, like your example is you said, okay, the markets are great. Your 60-40 now became 70-30. Well, if the markets are bad, is it now go the other way that it's 60 or 50-50?
That's a great question. And traditionally, Mark, when equities are underperforming or they're in a bear market or recession or they take a dramatic downturn, traditionally bonds are either maintaining that value or actually sometimes increasing. And so if someone had more of that traditional 60-40 portfolio, believe it or not, in a recession or a down market, that equity position may go down, but the bond position may maintain itself or actually increase somewhat. So it might have the opposite effect. And if you think about it, we always want to sell high and buy low. So when rebalancing in that type of environment, if bonds are up and your equity position's gone down, then we're doing the opposite. We're taking away from the bonds and adding to the equity because then we're buying low. It has a dramatic impact either way, and you have to rebalance, whether it's, and we like to traditionally look at, you know, twice a year rebalancing, but it could also be around lifestyle events. Hey, I just retired. That could be a big deal. Or I just retired and I need some additional income, additional cash flow from my portfolio. Well, maybe we're no longer just investing for growth, but we're investing for cash flow. That can change that asset allocation. Lifestyle events, typically twice a year. If you have an advisor, if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you're just not paying attention to those things, you have to pay attention to rebalancing, especially in good years, because we know good years are going to add to the risk. And the only time you traditionally think about that is not when things are going well, because it's like, hey, put my statements away, everything looks great. Then all of a sudden we have a downturn and now you're panicked because your equity position was too high. If you're not taking that into consideration, call us at 412-515-3355. In addition to calling us, you can also text the word KIT, K-I-T, because within that KIT, and text it to 412-515-3355, within that KIT are research papers. And one of the things we're talking about is volatility and how we position for a recession. So there's great information. But again, 412-515-3355, give us a call. We'd be happy to have a conversation with you.
Yeah, that retirement kit's pretty impressive. The retirement income planning booklet, there is a will your money last as long as you need it? Are you paying too much in taxes, social security decisions, checklist challenge, will a recession rob your retirement? And you can even request that one-on-one strategy session with the team at Accurate Solutions Group just by texting the word KIT to 412-515-3355. We're talking about the importance of rebalancing your portfolio twice a year, once a year. Everybody's situation is kind of unique. How does that play out, Ethan, with your clients at Accurate Solutions Group? I mean, how do you help your clients with this process? Do you tell them about it? Do you walk them through this? Do you just say, hey, don't worry, we got it. We'll take care of it. We'll let you know how it all plays out later.
Yeah, we definitely walk them through it, through their reviews with us, but also through some of the tools and planning tools that we use. We use a software called Riskalyzer Nitrogen that helps assess their tolerance for risk. So before they would ever even work with us, we're going to go through that exercise to understand what's most important to them and how they view their money. And it does attach the dollar figures as opposed to the percentages onto it. So they know in a worst case scenario, here's what could happen. How would you be feeling? In the best case scenario, here's how your portfolio would respond, and would you be satisfied in the good times? So we take an assessment to understand them, and then at every meeting they have with us, we're reevaluating that number. It assigns them a risk number between 1 being the safest and 99 being the riskiest. So it assigns them a number based on how they answer those questions, and then at every meeting we have, we're reevaluating what it means to be that number and seeing if they're still comfortable with that. If their goals have changed, their lifestyle has changed, and we want to readjust that number, or they want to readjust that number, we can show them exactly how their portfolio is invested. And that makes it so much easier to be on the same page and to rebalance their accounts, and they understand the moves that we're making all throughout the year and then at their reviews.
So, Kurt, when you think about it, I mean, you've done this for a long time. You started your company in 1994. You've been in the financial world before that, in the insurance world. Now, the last 15 years, you've turned it into Accurate Solutions Group, into a total retirement planning firm, helping clients figure out where they are, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security decisions, Medicare decisions, all the things that we have to think about in retirement. So I guess when you think about everything that's going on in our world, and you think about where we are in life. I mean, if I'm 40, there's one strategy. There's 50, there's a different. 60, a different. 70, a different. And everybody's situation, even among those age groups, is different because it's all about whomever you're sitting down with. What advice would you give to our listeners today who are maybe unsure if their investments or plans are on track? Maybe they don't even have a plan. They're just going, I think I got enough. I think I'm going to retire. I mean, that's their plan. What advice would you give them to help them kind of figure out where they are?
Yeah, I seek advice first and foremost. You can't. So if you're saving for retirement, you're in a 401k and you're 30, 35 years old, you really don't need our help of Accurate Solutions Group simply because we're helping transition people from accumulation, which is just growth, growing those assets, to transitioning into retirement. That's a red zone, 5 to 10 years away, or recently retired, and how you position assets and what's important and the things you need to take into consideration in retirement are so much different than just growing the assets for retirement. And I would encourage anyone listening, seek advice. Make sure you know who the advisor you're talking to. Make sure they follow a fiduciary standard when it comes to the investment advice. And I would encourage you, if you're listening today, our number 412-515-3355, myself, Ethan, someone on our team. If you call that number, we'd be happy to arrange a 15-minute phone consultation. Maybe it's just to answer a question for you. Maybe you want to come into the office for what we call a vision meeting. 412-515-3355. That's the phone number to call. We are happy to answer the question. We're happy to schedule a consultation. There is no cost. There's no obligation. And these are the types of things you really need to take into consideration. How am I positioned? How much risk am I assuming? Am I positioned for that transition from working years to retirement years where you are your own paycheck? 412-515-3355.
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to kind of change the rebalancing to taxes, because that's a big part of retirement planning for the team at Accurate Solutions Group. There was a question I posed to some people one time about retirement. What do you think the most expensive aspect of retirement is? They said healthcare. Certainly could be, but actually for most of us, it's taxes. We're going to talk about that when we come back right here on Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Back right after this.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of Your Retirement Kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim Your Retirement Kit from Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
And I don't think this is an exaggeration when I say 80-85% of the people I meet with, they're already figuring out, what do I want to do part-time? And a lot of them just do that 10, 15, 20 hours a week. And maybe it's golf money. Maybe it's travel money. Critically important, you have to stay active. Not only physically active, but you got to keep your mind active and having that camaraderie with people you work with.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, you can always learn more on the website, ASGRetire.com, ASGRetire.com. If you want to text the word KIT, you do have that opportunity. There's a lot of information that Kurt and Ethan have available for you. It's just text the word KIT, you'll get the retirement kit. They'll just send it right to you. Retirement Income Planning Booklet. Will your money last? Are you paying too much in taxes? Social Security decisions. Checklist challenge. Will a recession rob your retirement? And then, of course, you can obviously just request a one-on-one strategy session with the team just by texting the word KIT to 412-515-3355. And if you really just want to have a conversation, try to figure out where you are. Can we retire? Are we going to be okay? 412-515-3355. All right, we're going to talk taxes in this segment. And there's certainly a lot of question marks on where we're headed. We're almost to $36 trillion in debt as a nation. And at the end of the day, I would say, as a 65-year-old, which means I have signed up for Part A of Medicare. Don't need Part B yet because I still have work insurance. But I have not started Social Security, but I'm in that wheelhouse. But I think when you think about taxes, there's so many every different who's ever in charge of the White House, right? They always change the tax codes, the brackets. We don't control all that. But listening to Kurt, Ethan, I've heard Kurt says we have some control over some of our taxes, whether we pay taxes now or we pay them later. I guess what is your take on the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is set to expire at the end of 2025, and in 2026 we go back to the 17 rates and brackets. But how do you guys talk about taxes with your clients? Is it a big deal in retirement?
Yeah, we think it's a huge deal. And like you were saying, we don't have control over the tax laws, right? They're not going to take our opinion into consideration when they make those changes.
They're not?
No. <Okay. laughs> No. I mean, we might be able to vote on who's in office, but then from there on out, they don't ask us those things. But we do have some control over our personal income, especially in retirement before RMD age, which is a forced distribution from your IRAs or 401ks that starts for folks at 73 or 75, depending on when you were born. But prior to that, you have control over your income. And if you want to keep your income low, you can do that if you're able to live within your that level of income. If you want to keep your income a little bit higher and pay some taxes on your money, you're able to do that as well. And there's this time frame by the end of 2025 that we have in mind to look at tax-efficient strategies for our clients and maybe talk about paying down some taxes on the IRA before you're forced to later in life. It just depends on where you want to be, where you think taxes are going, but we're under the impression that taxes are going up.
Yeah, and you think that if we go back to the 2017 tax rates and brackets, we get to the brackets, the 12 becomes 15, the 22 becomes 24, 25, yeah, something like that, 24. Yep. So the brackets kind of go higher, but the dollar amounts to get to the higher brackets becomes less. So it takes less money to get to a higher tax bracket. And one of the interesting things is the Tax Foundation, Kurt, says that they estimate an average tax increase of $2,853 per taxpayer if we go back to the 17 rates and brackets. And you think of that 12 to 15%, the first bracket, we have a 10, then a 12 to 15, 12 becoming 15. You think, well, that's just 3%. But actually, that's like a 25 to 30% tax increase. And the next one, the 22 to 24, that's about a 15% tax. So it's not just a 3% tax increase if we go back to the way things were, right?
No, that's a big deal. I mean, if you are a married couple and you both work, that $2,800 estimate is per taxpayer. So literally, it could be costing a family $5,000-$6,000 a year of additional tax liability. And that is a big deal. You know, I mean, $5,000 a year is gas in the car for an entire year, if you think about it. So it can have a dramatic impact. And Ethan had mentioned that we think this is a big deal. We are not CPAs. We don't do tax preparation. But what we do for clients is help position income and help position assets so that when they do take the forms to their tax preparer, they're paying as little in federal income tax as possible. And so, yeah, Mark, I think, and we had talked a little bit about threats in retirement. And one of the things we say is critical illness is a major threat to your retirement resources, to your wealth in retirement. But taxes may even be eclipsing that as a threat because, you know, taxes, you cannot not pay taxes. You know, if you're not paying taxes, you're in jail, and that's not a good thing. So take into consideration, what are we paying? What planning can we be doing prior to these, like Ethan had mentioned, these RMDs at age 73? Planning in advance of lifestyle changes, and what can we be doing to position assets so that no matter what Congress does with taxes, we're positioned in a manner to try and mitigate some of that.
So again, that's 412-515-3355, totally complimentary to chat with the team. And Kurt, you know, you've been doing this for a while and you think about it. I mean, my grandparents were retiring in the 70s. So that was the time of, hey, when you retire, your taxes will be lower. Today's world, and because that's typically because our grandparents did not have IRAs and 401ks. IRAs started in 1974, 401ks in 1978. So they didn't use those tools. Those are the tools of today's retirement. So the traditional side of those neither have been taxed. They're all tax-deferred tools. So is that kind of where we are? That I think still a lot of people think, well, when I retire, I'm going to be making less money because I'm not getting a paycheck. My taxes will be lowered. Do most people still think that? And do most people actually, is that reality?
And it's interesting because a lot of younger individuals, whether it's grandchildren or children of clients of our, of the firm here, Mark, what's interesting is a lot of the younger people are saving in Roth IRAs. I think they recognize, and maybe it's the parents, maybe it's their friends talking to them, but I think they recognize the level of debt we're in as a country. And I think they realize that, hey, 30 years, 40 years from now, taxes are going to be higher, and I'm going to forego the tax deduction today for tax-free growth and tax-free withdrawals down the road. But most people that still come to us who are recently retired or considering retirement within the next couple of years, most of their money is still in those tax-deferred accounts like a traditional IRA or like a 401k. And, you know, it can be, I don't want to call it well, I sort of do. I mean, it's sort of like a potential tax time bomb, because even if they retire, Mark, and most of their money is tax deferred and they don't need that income right away, Ethan had mentioned at a certain age, whether it's 73 or 75, you get on what we call the IRS's distribution model, and that's the required minimum distribution. And we sort of try and teach individuals that if you don't recognize it at that point, prior to that, you were in charge and in control of taxes because of the income. You could reduce it. You could increase it. But now you're on the IRS's distribution model, and they're sort of playing a game of chess. And if you don't recognize you're playing that game with them, you're probably losing. So a lot of the planning has to be done prior to that.
So, Ethan, we were talking about rebalancing. I think when you think rebalancing, you think rebalancing your investments, right? My stocks, bonds, and all the things that I'm invested in. I'm going to rebalance because I got a little out of whack because whatever happened in the market, what have you. Is there rebalancing by tax buckets?
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes when we're rebalancing investments for risk, there's tax implications there too. You know, I just had a review with a family who has after-tax money from the sale of a property or something along the sort. So what they put into the account has already been taxed, but the growth that they make is taxable moving forward. And so, it's coming off of a good year in the market, they wanted to do some rebalancing and bring down their risk. Well, when we're doing that, we have to talk about the tax implications associated with it, because they're going to pay capital gains taxes on the growth that they've had over that time. So they want to be aware of those types of implications before making any major adjustments.
So I guess, Kurt, the easiest thing to do is just everybody takes all their monies and puts it into Roth.
Well, no. Here's what I will say. I mean, when we do an analysis, everyone, 100% of the people listening today need to determine, should I be converting or not converting? So 100% of the people need to do an analysis to determine, where am I at? How am I positioned? What's my tax liability going to be? And is there any planning I can be doing today to take advantage of opportunities? What we find, though, traditionally, Mark, is if you stay within a certain level of income in retirement, and based on what your income sources, whether most of your income is coming from Social Security, and you might have a small pension and a small withdrawal from IRAs, well, maybe your federal tax rate in retirement is zero. So why would we be doing conversions today, adding on top of income and then going from a zero tax rate into a 5 or 10% federal tax rate, when in reality, if we follow the IRS's distribution model, our tax rate is going to be zero. So not everyone should be looking to convert to a Roth, but everyone listening today should be doing an analysis or having us complete an analysis to determine what makes the most sense for me. If you are listening today, I would highly encourage you, if it's a question, if it's a vision meeting, if it's a tax strategy meeting, there's no cost or obligation, but just call us at 412-515-3355.
Ethan, any final thoughts on the tax part of this world? Because I do think it's one of the bigger questions. I think that people sometimes are surprised when it gets to the RMD age of 73 today, required minimum distributions.
Yeah, taxes are so important today. Kurt and I, we've been doing this for a long time, and we're meeting, more and more of those millionaire next doors, folks who have done a wonderful job saving. And what some of them haven't realized, but a lot of them are catching on to, is they may have a tax problem. In fact, they do have a tax problem if they've done a good job saving, and taxes are likely not to go down in the future. So the time is now to evaluate where you're at with your money, where are you going to be with your income levels, and that means your tax brackets. in retirement. So now's the time to consider maybe spending down some of those IRAs or tax deferred vehicles.
And what's interesting, like, I think you've seen this as well, Ethan, is, you know, when someone has $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, that's a good job and that's a lot of money saved for retirement. But what I've noticed, and you can chime in if you think it's the same, but I've noticed, Mark, as people accumulate more wealth, they're less concerned with outperforming the market or keeping up with the market. They want to put as much emphasis and preservation of that capital as well as the return on it. And part of that is taxes. You know, if you can reduce legally your tax liability on assets, that is in essence an increase in your rate of return. So if your tax bracket is 30% and you can reduce it to 20% from a legal perspective, well, then you can earn your same rate of return is either higher, or you can reduce your risk and earn the same rate of return because you've reduced that tax liability. Highly encourage you, if you're listening today, call us at 412-515-3355. It can be a vision meeting. It can be a complimentary 15-minute phone consultation. There's no cost. There's no obligation. Call us at 412-515-3355.
And if you just want to learn more, just text the word KIT to that same number, 412-515-3355. Headed to our final segment of today's Accurate Solution Group's Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan. We're back with more right after this.
In a financial rut? Think you're paying too much in taxes? Or maybe you find yourself taking care of others before you can save for your own goals? Call Accurate Solutions Group today, 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of Your Retirement Kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Hello everyone, this is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Kurt started the company in 1994. A year before that, Ethan Lane was born. Glad you're with us. If you want to find out more, you can always go to the website, asgretire.com, asgretire.com. Questions, concerns, hey, when can I retire? Do I have enough? Will my money last as long as I do? Will my loved ones be okay if something happens to me? Those are really big questions, and the team at Accurate Solutions Group is here to help you figure those answers out, if you will. 412-515-3355, no cost, no obligation for this. 412-515-3355, and there's no question. When you retire, there are a lot of choices that you need to make when you get to retirement. And it's kind of maybe a little bit of a dilemma for you deciding, are you staying in your own home? Are you having a second home? Are you traveling? What are you going to do? How are you going to spend your time? And it's a game of would you rather. We've done this before on the program. So we're going to play a little game of would you rather today. So Kurt, I'll start with you. Then Ethan, I want your theory because you're longer away from retirement than we are. That's for sure. So would you rather, Kurt, retire where you are right now, or would you rather retire to warm, climate or cold climate?
That's simple. Warm for me. I would not retire where I'm at. I love where I grew up. I love Western Pennsylvania. I love the beauty of our state, but I'm getting tired of the cold weather. And so I could definitely see a warmer climate for sure.
Yeah, I'm actually going to say I'd retire here or here-ish in this similar climate. I like the change of seasons. My wife is the first one to tell you that if I'm too hot, I get really cranky. And we just did take a trip to Florida not long ago. By the end of that trip, I was looking for any shade I could find and inside if I could. So I like the change of seasons. I think I need it.
We'll give you more winters to change your mind.
Not more, no more of the cold, but you know the amount that we have is plenty.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. All right. So when you think of all these things, because this is what we're doing, when you sit down with Kurt and Ethan and you talk about your retirement, you are kind of deciding things, right? Would you rather do this? Would you rather do that? Kurt, maybe tell me about some of the conversations you have with people who are trying to make a decision like, hey, I got a big inheritance. Do I now spend it all or do I make sure that I save some of that for the kids?
And I hear this so overwhelmingly. I can't give you a percentage, 80, 90% of the time. It's interesting, Mark. When I started back in the insurance industry back in 1989 and then went independent in 1994, everything was different. Our clients were scrimping and saving money because they wanted to put their children in a position that they were better off than what they were. And it's different today. Today, it's more about, it's not that they want to disinherit their children, but their number one priority is themselves. They want to make sure them, their spouse, they're taken care of. And if there is something left over, they want that inheritance to go as efficiently as possible. But the number one priority today is them.
So we've talked about on this show before, for sure, about famous people who maybe don't have a will, like Prince or Aretha Franklin or Walt Disney even, or they don't get their affairs in order before they pass away because it maybe happened suddenly. They weren't expecting it. But there's a lot of celebrities lately who have come out saying that they do not want to leave an inheritance to their kids. Anderson Cooper of CNN and 60 Minutes, he was not left an inheritance from his mother, Gloria Vanderbilt, of the super rich Vanderbilt family. And he says that's why he was so motivated to succeed professionally. He doesn't plan to leave anything to his son. Jackie Chan, worth about $400 million. He's done well, I would say. He says he's going to leave it to a charity rather than give it to his son. Marie Osmond doesn't plan to leave any of her $20 million to her 8 kids. She's going to give it all to charity. So is that a trend you're seeing, Ethan, at all, where people are like, hey, we've worked hard for our money. Our kids need to work hard for theirs. I'm giving it to somebody that needs it, not to my kids.
I've seen it here and there, maybe not to that extent where they're not leaving their kids anything or a very tiny amount, but people are taking that philosophy where they're saying, I really did help my kids quite a bit. And it seems like the generations that keep coming up are a little more entitled than the previous ones, and they want them to work for what they get. And they said, I worked hard to put myself and my wife or my husband in this position. I want our kids to do the same thing for themselves and their family. So maybe they do leave a portion to a charity rather than everything they have to their kids, or maybe they structure some type of trust where there's certain payouts over certain periods of time, things like that. But, you know, the overarching goal is that they want their kids and the next generation to work just as hard as they had to and put themselves in that position too.
If I'm Jackie Chan's son, I'm saying, Dad, come on, you got $400 million. I mean, certainly you could throw me a million or two just to help me get along. I mean, come on. But
out of $400 million, you think,
Come on. So it is interesting because I think this is a big decision because it is, as Kurt said, it's kind of evolving on how we look at this. This is something that you should talk about. You want to make sure that if you are leaving money to your kids, that you do it a tax-efficient way. Probably the most tax-inefficient retirement tool out there is an IRA. Certainly since they changed the rules back in 2020, doing away with the stretch IRA. There are ways to leave money the right way and not leave headaches to your family. You can certainly do it the wrong way and create headaches. 412-515-3355 if you'd like to chat with Kurt, Ethan, and the team at Accurate Solutions Group about this, because this is a big deal. You want to do it the right way, I think, for most of us. If you love your family, do the right planning. If you hate them, I guess it doesn't matter. But I think most of us aren't in that situation. 412-515-3355. Now, Kurt, there are a lot of different things we can leave money to. Certainly our kids would be one. Some it's for their church, or it's to the Red Cross, or it's hurricane relief here, or tornado relief there, whatever. Do you find people that really want to make sure that they have a portion that they can leave to a charity or to an organization?
For the most part, most clients are charitable. Now, whether they specifically want to leave a bequest that is, you know, a large bequest, but there are specific ways, Mark, of how giving to charity, especially since the tax law changes of 2017, you know, how you give to that charity can, you don't want to, you're not giving to benefit yourself, but you want to give as efficiently as possible. So what happened in 2017 is we had an exemption and a deduction, and the exemption went away, but the standard deduction for a married couple went up. And it sort of discouraged people to give because their contribution to that charity couldn't be deducted or couldn't be itemized because they weren't hitting that standard deduction. So there are tools out there. You can front end load your giving, you know, give in 1 year, 3 or 4 years worth of charitable giving so that you can surpass that standard deduction and itemize and write that donation off. There's other ways you can give through your required minimum distributions. You can give directly to the charity so that doesn't show up on the tax return. And I would encourage anyone listening, if you don't have a giving plan in place, if you don't understand how to do that tax efficiently, here at Accurate Solutions Group, we are more than happy to help, whether it's a specific question on that, or whether it's, hey, how do we incorporate that into our plan? If you have that plan, just give us a call at 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
It seems like it's about creating memories as well. I took my daughter to Colorado. She'd never seen the mountains. She was 15 at the time. And it was like, that was so cool to experience that with her. And I made sure that when we woke up, we were driving to the mountains so you could see them from a long way away. I didn't want to be in and wake up and mountains are all around us. I just wanted to see that, holy cow, you can see them from far away. And it was kind of a fun thing. And you have people that maybe want to take their family on a trip to Hawaii or what have you, because you're creating memories that will last your kids, grandkids forever by doing that, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. And even, you know, my father-in-law just pretty much did that with us. You know, we went to Key West and he was down there for about 3 weeks and said, why don't you and Allie come down and spend a week with us? And
then you said, hey, it's too hot. I'd rather go to New Brunswick.
I was appreciative. I was very appreciative. But you know what, Mark, you know how pale I am. I get sunburnt like the first day and then that hurts the rest of the time. But we had a wonderful time. And it's those memories that we're still talking about, some of the fun things. We took some jet skis out and things that we wouldn't have probably been able to do or thought of doing had it not been for him and his generosity.
And what was interesting about that, Mark, is when Ethan was down there, he saw one of our clients who had retired about 3 years ago. And it's interesting, they were the RV people. They sold their home here in Butler. They bought an RV, and literally since retirement, they've been traveling the country. He winters in Key West. He plays the saxophone. So he goes to different locations and does his gigs. And then they're in Charleston for a while each and every year. And then they come back and visit us. So it was it's just an interesting.
Yeah, it was really cool because he really felt like he was a local. He's showing me all these spots. He's talking about it like it's his home. And I know he spends his winters there and he's from here in PA, but that's one of the rewarding parts of what we do is to see our clients living out those goals that they had been putting in place for years and loving it. So, you know, if you haven't sat down and worked on a retirement plan, you don't even know what your goals for retirement are and you want to talk that out and work through that, give us a call at 412-515-3355. Again, our number is 412-515-3355.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.